Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Okay. Hello and welcome. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Gear Grinders. My name is Juliana Paleo, and I'm here with
Joseph Sensi.
Our website is wjrh.org, and if you wish to contact us or call in, please call the number 610-330-5316. And again, I'm Juliana Paleo, and I'm here with
Joseph Sensi.
Okay.
Well then, so let's hop right into it. So we have a couple things prepared for you today on today's show.
Just a couple things that grind our gears.
They've been grinding our gears quite a bit this whole week. As a matter of fact, we've been thinking about them ever since we closed out our last show. One of the ones that we'd like to start off with at Jules' request was something that she experienced this very Sunday, and that was exercise and running. So Jules, I want you to take us into a quick episode of what's grinding your gears about exercising and running.
You see, today I had to exercise. I had to work out for the club volleyball team that I'm a part of. And you know what? It was fine. We went in. We lifted some weights. We did some ab exercises on the floor. You know, planks, they pushed me a little bit, but that's okay. I'll stick with it. And I was feeling okay.
Fair enough.
And then we go outside to the track, and our coach tells us to start sprinting, right? So we had to...
A sprint is fine.
A sprint is okay if it's a small distance, but we had to sprint an entire lap.
400 meters.
400
meters. That's 400,
people. 400.
With meters. Not centimeters. Meters.
With a capital M.
I think it's lowercase.
Yeah, it's just
I think M is molarity when the capital. But anyway, meters.
Anyways, I had to sprint 400 meters on three separate occasions, three different times. And it was, you know, the first time you go out, you're pushing, you're doing okay, and you finish, and it sucked, but you did it. The second and third time, that's just unnecessary. That's just hateful.
And I have a question.
What?
So, like, you have three sprints. Fair enough. It's not fun.
It's not.
What was the time in between? Was it like a minute break? Was it like?
I think it was probably a minute or two.
Okay, because just so you know, I'm pretty sure about this, but the longest a person can sprint for is 7 seconds at top speed.
Really?
Yes, that's actually I think that's pretty statistical. I think it's 7 or 8 seconds is the most you can be at top speed. Because like when you're talking about a 100 meter race, like Usain Bolt, like the dash, the way it works is you pick up speed for like 2-3 seconds at most, and then the last 7 seconds you ride out, and that's your full sprint.
Really?
You just start to fade out at the end, but that's why the world record is like somewhere between like, what is it, 9 and 12 seconds, or something like that.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if Usain Bolt still holds the record. As a matter of fact,
I would assume he does.
I think he does, but I'm pretty sure someone came close recently, like during his last race or sometime before that. But I think he still does hold the record. I can actually look into that. But anyway, so how much of a time did you have in between each trial?
I'd say like a minute or two.
Okay, that's fair enough. But you didn't have water, because...
No, I did not.
First, I want to talk about your water bottle.
Oh, my water bottle.
That is a debacle
bottle.
Of a whole other story.
You know what? That really does grind my gears. And that is a completely different story. And I don't know what happened, but for some reason, that water bottle, the top will not come off.
First of all, explain the bottle. The bottle is what brand? Is it Goldinger and Goldinger?
I don't know. It's blue.
Every single... A lot of kids on this campus have them, especially.
It's just the typical, like, metal water bottle.
It's like the metal
frame
bottle with, like, little, like, kind of like, it's not like a regular cap, but it's like kind of like a dome cap. And it fits over the top and it screws in. But they're supposed to keep whatever's inside, like, really cool if it's a cold drink.
Yes,
and then very warm
it's
in the middle.
It has insulation. It's quite nice. It's thermal.
I think it's called a Goldinger.
I don't know if that's true.
Yes.
No, here it is. Here we go. What is this called? What do we got? It does not say. Oh, no, no, no. It's an OG. OGGI. Yes, I knew that. Ogie, OG, whatever. OGGI is the name.
Augie bottle?
Yes. So it's one of those. And for some reason, the last two times I went to outdoors when it was very warm out, I was not able to open the bottle, take the top off after. And I'm thinking it has something to do with the heat and the expansion.
I think maybe you put your bag down one day and it dented.
I don't
but
think so.
It didn't look dented at all.
Well, the point is, I can't get it open, so I've been quite dehydrated, and I had to do this running with no water. And you know what grinds my gears the most? Is that we play volleyball. And now, I don't want to give volleyball a bad name. You gotta be quick, you gotta be in shape.
But where are you sprinting?
You're not moving
anywhere.
Your
shirt burst.
But
you're not moving 400 meters.
Right. You're not.
Over the course of a minute 30.
Right. The court is like a max, I should know this, max 30 feet on each side.
You don't know this, do you?
I don't know.
Oh,
I know
goodness.
That you hit from the 10-foot line.
It's low-key grinding my gears. Continue, though.
It's a very small court, and you're not, like, you have to run, you have to be in shape, you got to be able to move, and you got to be quick.
It's positional. It isn't like you have the whole court to yourself. You're on a certain position.
Where?
You know?
I don't know if people can hear us.
Hmm? No, you're good.
Do you hear in there?
Yes.
No, I don't. It's not on.
Anyway, so, anything else you'd like to talk about real quick? About, anything that has to do with exercising and running? I don't mind some exercise. I like exercising with a purpose.
That's the other thing about running.
I don't like running, especially on a treadmill. A treadmill kills me. If I'm running, like, long distance, be it. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was practicing for soccer trials coming into freshman year, my high school soccer team, Northern Highlands, was nationally ranked at the time.
Wow.
Really good soccer team. We ended up my senior year, they went undefeated.
Wow.
And then the year before that, they went undefeated with, like, one loss to a rival and, like, really bad refereeing.
Okay.
But anyway, so they had us for tryouts. Way too loud.
I can actually hear it now. Okay, sorry.
Anyway, so what happened was the way soccer tryouts worked out was what you had to do was take not only a 2-mile run to start, but then followed up after a 1-minute break with a 1 mile. And you had to beat a certain time. I think you had to do the 2 mile in under 13 minutes, and then the 1 mile in under 6.
Oh my goodness.
Which I did. I was fine. I came like second in the 1 mile.
Wow.
And I came in like third in the 2 mile.
It's very impressive.
No, and I have asthma, so like I start passing out real quick.
Oh,
long
goodness.
Distance is not my thing. That's why I like baseball.
Mm.
I can sprint to first base, and then afterwards I just turn left in a slow manner. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of big guys that play baseball, and I think they got the right mindset. I think they chose correctly.
Mm-hmm.
A, big sport, pay-wise, and B, you ain't got to run too much.
Right.
Regardless, that's a side of the point. But anyway, so I had to do a lot of training for this, and so I would do long-distance running, like a mile two run, and I would run around my neighborhood. And when you're running around your neighborhood, A, I come from a pretty quiet area, like all side streets and stuff like that in suburban New Jersey. So when we're running, it's like a really nice like scenic route. I don't take any trails, but like running on the street, like there's trees everywhere and it's nice grass. It's a nice run.
Mm-hmm.
However, on a treadmill, you just like, I don't know what it is. Just thinking about a treadmill, you can't see how far you're going. There's a number on the little like...
I think, personally, I think it's easier to measure your success in running when you're on a treadmill because you see those numbers add up.
Right, but if you knew the distance, so like the way we knew the distance is why I didn't like measure it like by like my foot. It's not like one of those rolling things that like counts like a ticker.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my the speedometer, not your speedometer, like what's the distance thing on your car? It measures how far you've traveled. Is it speedometer?
The distance measurement.
Great, I think that's wrong. Anyway, but he drove like up the street, like through one dead end back around, to another dead end back around, and now it turned out to be a mile flat.
Oh, wow.
So I would just do the mile once through and then run halfway and then walk back after one dead end. And then that would be my mile and a half, 1 mile. So that's why I trained. But it was better than looking at... So I knew the distance I was going to. And I had my stopwatch going in my pocket on my iPhone. So I knew like what time I was running at. However, I think that's better than a treadmill than just running in place and sweating. Plus, in a gym, it's hot.
Mm.
It's like, especially if you're sweating... Hopefully there's AC in there.
There's no breeze.
Yeah, exactly. The breeze is very nice. I think a breeze is a huge thing. And also, what I would do is, I'd wear, like, light clothes and maybe my bathing suit, because I have a pool. I'd run on the way back, right past my mailbox, down my driveway, right into the backyard, and just jump right in the pool.
But isn't it so boring? Like, you can exercise by playing a sport, and exactly. You got a game going on. You got some competition.
Competition
when you're
huge.
Running, I don't know.
Especially alone. Plus, also, if you're running on pavement, your feet begin to hurt really bad.
Mm-hmm. Also, on a personal note, I have flat feet, and running for me for a long time kills. Kills my feet, kills my knees, and my ankles.
You know the Bruce Springsteen song, Born to Run? You were not born to run.
I was not.
You were not born to run at all.
Bruce was not talking to me.
Bruce was not talking to you. Bruce, well, New Jersey native, so he obviously wasn't talking to New Yorkers such as yourself.
Fair.
But I guess he was talking to me because I don't have flat feet, so I was born to run, I guess. Hmm. Maybe not very long because I have asthma, but I can run. I'll do some running.
You can hit those bases, and that's all
I can hit
you
those
need.
Bases. All the rubbers. Continue. Yes, absolutely. Okay. I can hear myself, and I can hear you. Loud and clear, Jules.
Because I can't hear either of us in these headphones.
Well, that seems to be quite a predicament. However, if you look at your... Just so you know, we have a very nice station here in WJRH. They have a very nice technical setup.
104.9.
And so, if Jules were to look to her right, she can see those soundboard. On the soundboard there, you can see the volume
Hello?
Things changing.
Yes.
So, ready? I want you to talk.
No, I can see now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. See how they're vibrating? So, anyway, technology is a wonderful thing, people. Those don't grind
that
their gears.
That does not
grind. That keeps
you
the system
what?
Going.
You know what? Personally, for the two of us, it greases our gears because we're both CS majors. And
I don't think you would grease gears, by the way.
What do you mean?
I was actually thinking about this.
Yeah?
You wouldn't grease a gear because you want the gears to hold. You don't want friction, per se, but you want, like, it to hold. You don't want the gears to be slipping.
But that's why they're made like this.
Yeah,
so they're going to be...
The prongs.
Catching each other.
Yeah, so they catch each other. I feel like you wouldn't grease them. Maybe you would. You would do it lightly.
I don't know that much about
You'd
gears. You'd
grease them with love.
It's grinding my gears that you're exposing how little I know about gears.
Computer science majors. We're not mechanical or anything, so
that is true.
Bear with us. Anyway, anything else you'd like to touch upon with exercising and running?
Just don't do it.
Well, hold on. Do it.
Don't.
But Nike, just do it. But just do it because... You want to stay in shape, or you like you enjoy. If you enjoy running, Godspeed, good for you. I'm happy with
you. Go to salad.
My roommate, no, don't need a salad if you don't have to. But like people enjoy running, and that's good for them. Some people like to run. We are not those people.
We are not.
We are not.
Wait, we're not here to say what's right and wrong. We're just here to say what grinds our gears.
Well said.
Thank you.
Continuing on, so moving over to social media. So the phrase, pics or it didn't happen.
That phrase grinds my gears.
I think it's said, pics or it didn't happen,
mm-hmm.
with so much, there's a level of rudeness to it.
I agree.
It's not meant to be like, oh, like, well, show us a picture. It's like,
you're like, you're lying. Yeah, you're lying. That didn't happen.
Exactly.
Show me a pic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
So when someone's like looking at you and they're like, pics or it didn't happen.
It's not a nice feeling.
No.
Because you know what?
Not.
You don't need pics to prove anything. If you were there and something happened, it happened.
As a matter of fact, that's what actually... One thing that grinds my gears, as a matter of fact...
What grinds your
people
gears?
People go to concerts, right?
Oh.
All the time. And everyone pulls out their phone and records it. First of all, Snapchat stories. Listen, if you're popping a Snapchat story of a concert, do a pic of you and your friends like hanging out there.
Because if you start posting like little clips of songs, you know it's not going to just be one song. You know you're going to want all the classics on your story. So might as well just go with a picture so you don't have to keep uploading all different songs.
No one likes when you have like... When you take like a 45-second clip on Snapchat for a story of just them playing a song, it's annoying. A, it doesn't sound as good as it does in person.
Exactly.
The microphone picks up a lot of stuff going around you. And it doesn't sound well in the end. So don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, following that, it's loud and obnoxious to see, like to hear, but then you can hardly see who's on stage. Usually they're so bright because they try to illuminate the stage that the camera like doesn't focus on it well, and it's not even a good picture.
And you're not even watching... You're watching what's right in front of you through a cell phone camera.
Right.
And you know you're going to be like, oh, I want to capture this moment. I want to capture this moment to... watch it back and experience it again later. But come on, you think a video of something that's a video of a concert where it's all, you know, grainy and not as good is better than being there and experiencing it? I think not.
I went to one concert in my life.
Really? Which one?
Billy Joel, Madison Square Garden.
Nice,
very lovely. We were the only kids there under 18.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else was like maybe 40s to 60s range. I'm not even kidding. But they were dancing and cruising around. And in that moment, there were no cell phones.
No cell phones.
There was the occasional, like...
snap pic.
Like...
group photo.
Lisa whips out a BlackBerry and takes a photo as she tries to figure out how to work the camera.
Right.
But regardless, there's no phones and flashes everywhere and stuff like that. It doesn't get annoying. You're enjoying the moment. There's something very beautiful about a natural concert where everyone's off their phones that I really appreciate.
Because why do you go to a concert? You go to listen to the music, to see your favorite artist. You don't, you know, you want to actually experience that.
Maybe not everyone knows. Concert tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Especially for someone like Billy Joel. So it just so happened that me and my friend Ryan, her mom won it through like a raffle thing at her company.
Oh, very nice.
So like we got like free tickets and it was nice. We had to pay for like someone to take us into the city, but that was about it. That's as far. We didn't like buy food and drinks there and stuff like that. But anyway, the concert experience is very expensive. So if you're going to just...
especially, you didn't buy food and drinks. It really grinds my gears how expensive food and drink are at any kind of arena as far as...
I'm pretty sure I got an $8 hot dog at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Just a wiener.
It's
no, it's okay. But like, it's just a hot dog.
Yeah. You can't... it's just a Frank.
It's just a Frank. Yet, it cost me $8. But anyway, if you're paying that much to go to a concert, you might as well enjoy the moment and really appreciate it. Mm. The person's people on your Snapchat, they didn't pay for to see that concert, so why should they see that
they
concert?
They paid for other people to see that they saw the concert.
And why? Is it a bragging thing?
I don't know.
Is it to show like Pixar it didn't happen? Does that do a Pixar didn't happen, or just an intuitive nature to say, hey, look, I'm doing something?
I don't know. Are people these days at that level where they just need to show other people that they're doing things?
I would say a solid percentage are.
That's sad.
I think that's just something that happens to do with our culture today.
That grinds my gears. I think it appeared with the appearance of social media.
Right. And exactly. And so another thing I want to talk about then with social media is this idea of Instagram notifications.
Oof.
Because there's something very annoying about when Instagram says person A posted on their story for the first time in a while. I don't care about that.
That is not news.
Can you imagine if Snapchat did that?
Every time someone posted a story?
Which is like...
your phone would be blown
Snapchat
up.
Is story chat.
With
a couple individual shots. But... Instagram got a little cute with it and tried to do with their own little thing with their own stories.
Don't get cute.
Don't get cute, but literally copy and paste. And everyone abuses the Snapchat story one as it is. So when people go on Instagram and then they send you notifications to that, I don't want to see that.
And on a personal note, I often share memes on Instagram, and memes are shared with me on Instagram. So when I see a little notification from Instagram pop up, I'm like, we're about to get a fresh meme. Freshly squeezed meme, and I get very excited. And then what do I see? A random person from my high school has updated their story for, like, the first time in a while. Do I care? No.
No.
And now I'm at a meme.
And also, people, when they post their story, if you're going to post it on your story, I never posted an Instagram story. I never have.
No, I haven't either.
No, but if when people post an Instagram story, do they post the same photo on Snapchat? Or do they post a different one?
Know.
And
ooh, you know what grinds my gears? And I have to say, Joseph, my co-host, that you are a perpetrator of this act.
Hang
when
right.
People store an image and also send it out.
I've
personally.
Only sent it to you sometimes. I do it to you because you don't always check everyone's story.
That's true. I do.
So I send it to you too. And I don't story too often either.
All right.
I don't story very often.
Like, if you're going to story it and people are going to see it eventually... why you gotta blow up their phone a little extra?
Right. Which makes sense. I agree. There's a certain, like, rudeness to, like, sending someone what you also post on a story. It's like, are you trying to get my attention? Do you want me to reply back?
I think so. What am I supposed to do with this information?
Carry on with your life. Sorry if I grind your gears, but, it's the way she floats.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Way the cookie crumbles. Without any milk.
Oh!
Sorry. Didn't mean to grind your gears really hard there. That was a sudden grinding.
If you're listening and you want to call in, the number is 610-330-5316.
Yes, thank you. Another thing, follow up. Facebook.
Yeah.
Its sole purpose at this day and age is a birthday calendar.
Hmm.
It should be nothing more. There's always like the one kid from your high school who just happens to abuse like the Unilad videos and like always like terrible video pages and just posts like all this garbage you saw maybe from like 3 years ago and they're seeing for the first time, like now this videos, oh, I can't handle those.
But I think also on Facebook, it's good for seeing faces, like reminding yourself who someone is, placing a face to a name.
What do you mean?
If you hear a name and you're like, oh, I know who that is, but I just can't picture them.
Oh, yes. It's good for stalking.
Yeah.
It's a stalking birthday calendar.
Yeah, that's all.
You know what it is?
But
Facebook.
Do people even go on Facebook anymore?
I do. If I have a notification. You know what it is? The reason I go on Facebook is to get rid of that annoying like red number.
Yes, it is. The notifications. Because
that number grinds my gears.
Those numbers grind my gears.
Anytime I see a notification, I got to click out of it. I can't just go like, oh, I have notifications. Let me go play on.
Oh. People who have their little their email app and their notification count is up to like 1,000. That grinds my gears.
What are you doing?
What do you do at that point? At that point, you just delete the whole account.
Yeah, there's no way out. It's like optimum. Oh goodness me! It's like optimum online. I apologize for everyone who heard that sudden shock. I hit my microphone by accident because I'm Italian. I got really into it and I used my hands. But anyway. When people on Instagram or something like that,
mm-hmm.
what they do is they post a picture on Instagram, mm-hmm. and then on their story they go, like recent, like my last picture, and they ask for likes. You cannot beg for likes.
Why? What is the obsession with
if
likes?
If you beg for a like, mm-hmm. I'm not liking it. You just lost one. Because you know what? There's something about earning the like.
Mm. How about those people who text you, hey, just posted, go like it. Now I will not.
Do people do that to you?
In high school, when it was a bigger deal, I did receive those texts.
I bet you did like them, because you're trying to be nice.
Well.
Yeah, caught. But anyway, I never got those. None of my friends, my core group of friends, had an Instagram. They still don't.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, a lot of them don't. Only a few of them do, but most of them don't.
I can think of two.
So I know exactly who you're thinking of, too. But we will not mention names. But continuing forward. Anyway, so the birthday calendar, is that what it should be stayed as?
Yeah,
Facebook shouldn't push anything else.
I agree.
Can you imagine if Facebook added stories?
Then, you know what? They should all just come together and make one single app, because they're all just doing the same thing.
Stalker Hub.
Stalker Hub. Information.net.
PeopleMeet.com. LookAtMe.com.
Mingle.
LookAtMeNow.com. Look at me now, but
here's
I won't
the
know.
Information you're looking for.
HereIAm.com.
Whoisyou.com.
Moving forward. So anyway, they shouldn't try anymore, Facebook. I think it's a dying brand, too.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
I think it's on the way out. I don't think it's going to last very long. I give it... It's like, I always thought Twitter was dying out.
But you know what? I think it's come back a lot.
I don't use Twitter at all.
I don't have
one. So I don't have a say in it. I think a lot more people have a Facebook than a Twitter. But I think those who like are popular on Twitter stay on Twitter. Like...
Right.
That's like their zone. They get in that environment and they hold it. Mm. Everyone else on Twitter, like if you just like made an account for the heck of it, you don't tweet or anything like that.
Well, think about it. Facebook kind of has everything, so it feels weird to post like one type of thing. So you go to Instagram to post a single photo. You go to Twitter to post a single status. You know?
Yeah.
Because people post statuses on Facebook and they sound weird. And it's like, okay, weirdo, why are you saying this? But if someone put the exact same thing on Twitter, it's a valid tweet.
I agree. I also, before college, well, actually midway through high school, I polished my Facebook a lot.
Hmm.
I posted some statuses when I first got it because everyone's excited when they got something new. Hmm. So I posted a few statuses and I looked back at them and I was like, oh my, cringe. And I had to delete a bunch of them.
I don't think I did. I didn't have too many, though, also, because I was way too shy to post anything.
The worst thing I remember seeing, middle school Facebook.
What?
Like for a like.
Ooh, that was bad.
Like for a rating.
You know what I did enjoy middle school Facebook? This did not grind my gears. It would be like my status for a why, what's up? And then that person, if I liked, say you posted, like this for a why, what's up? And I liked it. You would then go to
this
my...
This sounds very Brooklyn.
You would then go to my wall and be like, Jules, that girl that I know, that girl with the brown hair, that girl who has the nice smile, that girl blah, 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 why? What's up? And it would just be a nice way to spread nice things about different people that you notice.
Sounds really cheeky and lame.
Listen, it was 7th grade, and it was a good time. just to remind our listeners, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, located in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Juliana Paleo, and I'm here with
Joseph Sensi.
And now we have just a few ads to read to you.
This is Gear Grinders, by the way, in case you didn't know. Couldn't tell by all the grinding going on.
Okay. So, today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I did not know there was an Ad Council.
There is. Interesting. That doesn't grind my gears. I'm happy for them.
Eat up. Help people. Feed people. Feed America.
Using different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces.
This is quite a tongue twister. I feel like I'm listening to a riddle, but continue.
Okay. Using different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices don't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. That's the sentence, folks. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can't keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
That was quite the tongue twister. Goodness me. Do I just pick one?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. Body language can tell you all sorts of things, like someone is having a stroke. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-A-S-T. F stands for face drooping. A stands for arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, lastly, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke. FAST. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Those were a couple ads from our sponsors.
Indeed.
So, after that, speaking about Feeding America, put a little off topic.
Okay.
Food. I'm just going to give you two options. You pick your favorite one. Cream cheese or butter? And your favorite cream cheese and your favorite butter. Now, I'm not, don't get into specifics. Just cream cheese or butter?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese? I think I'd feel the same way.
Yeah.
I used to be a big butter kid.
Me as well.
I feel like every little kid was big on butter.
Right.
Because, like, butter good. Like, yummy butter.
Yum.
But then, cream cheese is like, it really brings together like a bagel.
I agree. I believe it's more hearty. You know what's not bad, though? Whipped butter.
Yes, I agree.
But you know what that is? That's just butter trying to make you think it's cream cheese.
Is it trying to play a prank?
It's trying to pull a goof.
Trying to pull a goof on you. But it's still good. Good is good. Yeah, I suppose so. But you know what I mean? Like, if it tastes good, fine. But like, vegan pulled pork with jackfruit, that ain't pulled pork, you're pushing the limits. Whipped butter, it doesn't say like, whipped cream cheese. P.S. It's butter. It's like whipped butter. It's straightforward with you. It tastes good. Whatever. We use whipped butter in my household for like biscuits and stuff
nice,
like that.
Very nice.
Or like maybe like hot cross buns.
Is it butter or is it, I can't believe it's not butter.
No, just butter. It's Breakstones, by the way. Breakstones, I don't know if anyone knows that brand. I don't know if I'm off the table advertising. I'm not. They didn't hire me in any way, shape, or form. But Breakstones, pretty good. Same with Tempty cream cheese. Very good brands right there.
Oh, Orlando Lakes butter. Philadelphia.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Philadelphia is a little fake to me.
That, why?
I just don't think it looks... Okay, when you open a thing of... I want you to have some Tempty cream cheese sometime this weekend. Tempty cream cheese is really fluffy.
Okay.
It's really fluffy and thick. Philadelphia, it's almost like pasty.
Listen, when we're talking cream cheese, we're talking about cream. Something creamy. An ice creamed cheese.
Oh, I agree. I think Tempty is whipped cream cheese. I think is what the term is.
How do you spell it?
T-E-M-P hyphen T, like T-E-E.
All right, already weird. And when you Google it, oh, I know. No, okay.
There it is. Tempty cream cheese. Whipped, yeah, so it's whipped cream cheese.
Interesting.
But I think it's very good, as a matter of fact. It's very nice and fluffy. And so Philadelphia cream cheese is a little more compressed and denser.
I'd like this to point out that when you Google Tempty cream cheese, there are about 10 photos, and then you start seeing pictures of Philadelphia.
Look up Philadelphia cream cheese. I think it's because Tempty cream cheese is not as well known as Philadelphia.
Well, Philadelphia also offers whipped cream cheese.
Yeah, but I never had that, I will say. I don't like over. You know what grinds my gears when people don't just take cream cheese? They have like cream cheese with like stuff in it.
Vegetable cream cheese?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a gear grinder right there.
Yeah, I don't like that whatsoever. That grinds
it's just
my gears.
Why?
It is like why. Is it for a healthy thing or do people like the flavor?
I think people like the flavor.
Because you know what reminds me of? You know what veggie dip looks like?
Yeah.
Imagine that in cream form.
Oh.
That's what it reminds me of every time I see it.
Oh.
Yeah. Gross. I'm a big fan of that. But anyway, so then following that.
Yes.
I can't eat peanut butter myself.
Right.
I'm highly allergic to nuts. However, peanut butter on a bagel?
Here's the thing.
Or plain?
No.
If you didn't have cream cheese or butter, peanut butter or plain?
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Because you gotta put something. Otherwise, you're just having some plain bread.
So a plain bagel.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting? It's a no-no?
It's not that it's disgusting.
It depends on the bagel, but it's hard. It's hard. It's the medium.
It's the medium.
It's hard for a standalone bagel, especially if it's a plain bagel.
Right.
You like poppy seeds or like maybe sesame seeds?
Personally,
I like plain bagels.
I like everything bagels the most. That's what I go for.
I can't do everything. There's something about the onion aftertaste, like burnt onion, I can't do. It really grosses me out and it stays in my mouth forever. It's kind of like orange zest. That stuff is strong.
Oh, I love orange zest.
Oh my goodness. But orange zest, I don't think really tastes very good. I think the everlasting aftertaste kills me.
Okay.
It's not something I very much enjoy.
It's okay.
Okay. But you'd rather have something besides just plain bagel.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's
fair. You know what also grinds my gears? The underrepresentation of crunchy peanut butter. The bad reputation, I should say.
Crunchy peanut butter? I think it deserves a bad reputation just to hear about it.
No. Crunchy peanut butter is just like creamy peanut butter, but they throw some of the nuts in there. I think it gives it so much texture.
No, it's so good.
It's
like, you're the type of person that likes like those fruit ice pops with like the chunks of fruit in it.
No, what? No, very different.
No, it's not.
Very different.
Because you know what? There's something weird about a solid and like a liqueous or frozen state.
Liqueous. No.
I said what I meant.
Okay, look. Here you are, in your
kitchen. We're grinding each other's gears today a little bit, but it's okay. It's part of the show.
You're in your kitchen, and you're hungry. You want a quick sandwich, quick snack.
You're going to go for peanut butter crunch cream cheese? What?
Listen. When you have a normal peanut butter and jelly, you got some mushy bread.
I am vomiting right now. This is so disgusting.
You got some mushy bread.
I can't believe she's going on.
And then you got jelly, which is like, you know, it's a little bit liquidy. It's not, there's no like crunch texture there at all, unless it's a little gross. I don't know what you're eating. But altogether, okay, listen. You have a very mushy sandwich. When you throw the crunchy peanut butter in there, it gives it texture.
On a sandwich? Wait, on a sandwich or a bagel?
On a sandwich.
Like peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
With crunches in there? yeah. of nuts.
Listen, it's the same as if you had like a cold cut sandwich and you threw a pickle in. It's a little crunch. It's a little extra.
No one
like,
puts
pizzazz.
Pickles on their sandwich.
People do that.
A sliced pickle or like
yeah,
not,
a slice,
not,
a
not like pickle,
pickle
slices, like a wedge of a
no,
pickle.
No, I'm talking about a slice.
Like pickles on a burger.
I'm talking like in SpongeBob when the guy kept asking for the pickles and they weren't there and then they lift up his tongue at the
bubble
end.
Bubble bass?
Bubble bass. And they were he was hiding the pickles under his tongue the whole time. I'm talking that kind of pickle.
What happened to this conversation? You went off right there, which I appreciate.
I'm saying,
I understand.
Throwing a pickle on a sandwich gives it a little
oomph. But there's no pickle butter and then pickle chunks in it. It's just pickle. It decided on its form.
Yeah, but the nut is very versatile. Like, people prepare nuts in all different ways.
Yeah, but... no, the only time I ever see something like nuts that like seems to have worked well is like a payday bar. I think that's melted. Is it caramel?
Wait a second. You don't know. Wait, this kid is allergic. Highly, highly allergic to peanuts.
I know my enemies. I know my enemies.
So
don't call me out on something like this.
Listen.
We can throw down the studio right now. You are one table jump away from me giving you the meanest haymaker right now. I just want to let you know something. You're not very safe. I will turn off that microphone and come at you with a fury. But anyway, what I want to say is there's something weird about chunks in a cream.
But
chunks in a butter or a
cream?
It's a butter.
It's a smooth paste.
It's a paste. Is it peanut paste? Why did they go for the alliteration there? Why did they go butter? Because nobody like is paste a weird consumption food?
Yeah.
I would think so. I think it's a little gross.
I don't think anyone wants to eat a paste.
No, that paste was delicious.
Mmm.
Pasty.
Please, give me more paste.
Palpitating paste.
Yes.
Moving on. Anyway, whatever happened to fluff? I remember...
Marshmallow fluff?
Yes, because like, people would always have like peanut butter and jelly all the time. But then there was a sudden transition around sixth grade. Everyone had like peanut butter and fluff.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you often eat...
I never had fluff, by the way.
You never had it?
It's just like melted marshmallow?
Yes. It's straight sugar.
I feel like I just want to like pass out and like... I feel like I'd choke on that because like water can't even break through this.
Here, we're going to look up really quick what goes into...
Is there a brand of fluff?
I don't think there is. I'm sure there's more than one brand that offers it.
But there's something about the fluff. Because people say it goes very well with peanut butter. Have you had peanut butter and fluff?
I've never had... What?
Have you had peanut butter and fluff?
And fluff? No, I've actually never had the fluff. Maybe I've had it one time.
It's spelled like... They say marshmallow cream, but it smelled like creme, like creme brulee.
Ingredients.
Marshmallows? Marshmallows,
what goes into
sugar,
marshmallow?
More sugar.
Here we go. Corn syrup? Wow.
Egg whites?
Corn
no kidding.
Syrup, sugar, water.
Tartar sauce?
Egg whites and artificial flavor.
Cream of tartar and xanthan gum was like the... What makes like gummies and stuff like that. That's in a lot of things.
That does... See, that's just a little gross to me. And personally, I have to admit, I don't have a sweet tooth. So eating this kind of straight sugar...
You have a meat tooth. You love like salami and cold cuts and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But, there's something about fluff, kind of like spray cheese, that goes in the air a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like that zone
it.
Of like junk food that I'd never want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it.
It's junk food that's quite obviously junk food. You can't lie to yourself on that one.
You are downing garbage.
Yes.
It's like I've committed to harming my health.
Yeah.
Here comes marshmallow fluff
on
the sandwich.
And the thing about the fluff is I don't think it's worth it.
The best thing was, I had this friend, Kenny, right? He would come in with marshmallow fluff on a peanut butter joy sandwich.
Yikes.
But his mom would put on a whole wheat because it's healthy. You understand. Do you give him, like, half, like, a pound of marshmallow fluff on this poor kid's peanut butter sandwich? And then you're claiming it's healthy because you just use whole wheat bread? Whole wheat bread isn't fantastically healthy. It's still bread, which isn't the most nutritional thing you can find.
It's also so gross. I don't like
whole
it.
Wheat bread?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it.
It's quite bad.
I like white bread.
See, my mom, growing up, my mom always used whole wheat bread and, like, all these, like, different breads with seeds.
So she ruined for you?
What?
She ruined it for you?
Yeah, my childhood was quite ruined. And then when I got older...
Just because of whole wheat, damn.
And then one day, my friend's mom packed lunch for me because I stayed over for some reason, and she made me a very nice ham and cheese on white bread, and it changed my life. And after that, when we went grocery shopping, I would buy... the white bread.
Was it Wonder Bread? I didn't get Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread is also a little questionable.
I think
to
Wonder
me.
Bread is very sugary. Yeah. I think it's like the cheapest white bread you can find. Yeah. It's like a big brand, but it's like cheap.
I just got some regular sugar. White bread.
I forget what brand my parents get, but it's really good. It's like a solid bread. I once had to eat like 5 slices of just like raw white bread because I had to do my Spanish video. Mm-hmm. We had to do like a day in the life video, and so I had to do it in one take. I wanted to do it all in one take. In one of the scenes, I didn't have enough time to eat cereal. So I had to run through the kitchen and just grab a slice of bread and shove it in my mouth.
Okay, listen, you could have grabbed a fruit and taken a bite of an apple.
No one likes fruit.
Yeah, but I think that's a little bit more refreshing than a slice of bread.
But there's something funnier about eating a whole slice of bread in one bite.
Because it's absurd. Because
it's absurd, yes,
exactly. Because you're a maniac if you do that.
Exactly, that's the point. But I'm like, oh, I'm in a rush. Let me grab a strawberry. No, I'm not going to do that. So you didn't wash it first, A. And B, just like, The slice of bread, it's a meme, I think, in a way.
Okay.
So when you grab just a slice of bread, I ate so much bread the night. I must have had like half a loaf right there.
It's pretty gross.
It was gross, but it didn't taste terrible. Every time I ate it, I still wasn't grossed out, because it was white bread, so it was a little sugary, so it wasn't too bad.
Oh.
It was a rough video, but it came out well, but it was a lot of bread. I needed some water. I didn't drink water in between. That was foolish of me.
Indeed.
Okay. Moving on. Waffles. Yay or nay? Just waffles.
Waffles? Oh, yay.
I'd say a huge yay.
Yay.
However, waffles with no syrup.
All right. Why? That's like eating pasta with no sauce.
My question exactly. Why?
Why would you eat plain pasta with no sauce?
Not even you butter. Wouldn't. Like, I noticed, like, my cousin would get, like, ravioli with just butter, which is a little gross.
That grinds my gears. That pasta with just butter?
She's like 6. Hold on. Don't.
No, listen. Let me tell you about my cousin Joseph, okay? My family is very Italian. So, on Christmas Eve, we do the 7 fishes. So that means that... What? On Christmas
the
Eve...
The 7 fishes of Christmas? I never heard of this.
On Christmas Eve, we do all fish. We eat all fish and everything. And then Christmas Day is when we have... meat and stuff like that. So we start with this crab sauce. That's what the pasta is before the meal.
It's like a pink sauce.
It's red. It's a red sauce with all crab meat in it, and it's delicious. It's always so good. And on Christmas Eve for my family is more of Thanksgiving than Thanksgiving is. Like Thanksgiving, everybody makes a dish and we come together and we eat it all together. On Christmas Eve, that's the day when we all wake up at 7:30 in the morning and start cooking, right? So everyone's been cooking all day.
7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Susan's got the
do
process
that.
Down just, pat. Because she gets it. Like, my mom gets the process down pat. Because she'll, like, start cooking at, like, 10:30, 11.
No, she'll sleep in a little bit. Much.
Oh, we make a lot, too. I mean, yeah. I know you have a really Italian family. You're all Italian, right? Mm-hmm. I have some German and Irish. That's my mom's side.
That's the reasonable side.
What do you mean?
Italians are crazy.
Oh, I know. But no, but I mean, like, food wise, she still makes a lot of food.
Oh, and she makes good food.
It's not always about quantity. It's quality. Well, yet she still makes quantity.
The point is, they make delicious sauce. It's actually my favorite part of the meal. I tend to always get a little too full to start off the meal. But my cousin Joseph, his whole life, all he has is butter.
Still?
Instead of that
still?
Amazing sauce. Still.
How old is
and,
he?
You know, he's now 21, about to be 22
years
old.
Oh, I know
no.
Joseph. Yes.
He's 20, he's going to be 20.
He's like 20, know. No, he's 21, I think.
He's 20 now. His birthday is December 4th. Shout out to Joe's birthday.
We'll have to celebrate. Is it a Sunday?
But it grinds my gears that they made this amazing sauce, and he's just going to throw some butter. And then, you know that after all that prep and making all the delicious fish and, you know, going with the tradition, you know they got a couple of those chicken cutlets on the side for this kid because he can't eat the fish. Why? Is he allergic? No.
I'm not a big fish guy, but I'd still eat a good meal. A good meal is a good meal.
So good. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Taste buds different. We were talking about
waffles.
So, no syrup. I've seen a lot of people use no syrup. I don't know if it's a health thing or they just don't like how sweet syrup is. Some people just don't like sweet things.
I think that waffles are dry without syrup.
I swim in Aunt Jemima syrup. There's Log Cabin, there's like good like Vermont maple syrup. Mm-hmm. We're not going to pay for Vermont maple syrup.
Dude,
stuff's
Aunt
expensive.
Jemima's where it's at.
Aunt Jemima, that lady knows.
She tucks you in, she reads you a bedtime story.
And she gives you one really good waffle. Actually, it's so good, I'd probably get like two waffles. And we have a waffle maker, and it isn't like a crunchy waffle, it's like a fluffy waffle. It's really yummy. But anyway, so I use syrup on it. Some people don't.
Even when you put fried chicken on waffles, you gotta throw some syrup on there.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I agree. But then, I think what's acceptable, and I think this is where we start to divide the line between acceptable and unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable is a plain waffle. Nope, especially when no butter. Some people don't put butter on a waffle.
I put butter on my waffles.
I put some butter, whipped butter, and then the syrup. Some people just put like chocolate chips in their waffle or something like that, or blueberries, which is fine.
You know what?
Because it gives it the flavor. But a plain waffle is like cardboard. Like a slightly sugary salt cardboard.
I do have to say it bothers me when you don't have a syrup, because I think waffles can still get a little dry. But when you put stuff inside of it, like chocolate chips or blueberries, I don't think that syrup really goes with those flavors. So I personally am always like at a bit of an impasse when I'm deciding how to make my waffles. This is something that I live with every day.
I'm sorry it's been so tough. You know what? Gear grinders, we talk about things that grind our gears, but we're also sometimes about solutions. That's why we give you the ability to call in at 610-330-5316. But Jules,
yeah,
we should solve this for you.
I really don't know what to do sometimes.
You know what?
Because I like to add those extra things inside my waffle, but I know that once I do, I will not be using syrup. And that I don't know what to do.
I just thought of a great idea for our show, by the way. I know we're wrapping up our show soon anyway. It's 7:51, almost 7:52. But I thought of a great idea.
What?
We should ask people trivia questions as soon as they get on the phone. And we should see how many people get one right. So we should like ask them like state capitals, like easy times table questions. Just like rattle them off and see how many they can do in a minute. And we go rapid fire on them. Like, okay, Albany.
Newer?
Good. It's like that. Okay. I start flying off. Des Moines.
Iowa?
Yeah, it's Iowa. Yeah, exactly. So you'd be like 2 for 2. But like we do that in a minute. We see who gets the most and we hold like a record. Of who has the most.
Okay. Joe, do you think anyone was listening tonight?
What?
Do you think anyone was listening tonight?
Listen, it's a busy night. I know a lot of people. We're coming into week 6 of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
Midterms are coming up. Some people have
midterms
already had
midterms.
Midterms are happening now. I myself don't have any midterms. I have more paper classes oriented this year. But I understand people work on the grind. It's Sunday night. You know no one did any work Saturday.
Mm-mm.
Or most people didn't. Everyone went out Friday night and Saturday night, enjoyed their day. There was some nice weather this weekend. Maybe not so much yesterday. It was a little cold. Nicer today, but people don't plan ahead very well. So today was like a little bit warmer day. So some people worked outside and are working now. There's a lot of people working now, I can guarantee you. I'm going to go back and do some work after the show.
Me as well.
But there may not be too many people playing now, like listening here on the radio. But just know, all of these shows, and this goes for anyone, Calling Country by Ben Janicek, Sunglasses After Classes with Ryan Krekel and Brandon Strzalka. You can always listen to any of our shows on WJRH.org. And you can see the recorded episodes themselves. You can click in and listen to them. Mm-hmm. And you can hear everything that we talked about just in case you missed it. It's like recording a show on your DVR, except you don't got to pay anything. Beautiful. Beautiful. Anything else you'd like to say before we start to wrap up?
I haven't eaten dinner yet, and that grinds my gears.
Okay, we'll get some grub after this. I think we should do that. And, on a side note,
yes,
we have a good thing to talk about here. Just a little college pro tip for anyone who don't know.
For freshmen, I guess.
Most freshmen may not know this, but I've learned this, and I've actually come to utilize it very well. So, here near our Lafayette College campus, there is a Wawa. And Wawa is a great place. I think it's an experience. But anyway, one of the things you can do, you can buy waters in jugs or gallons or like tall, like Poland Spring or Deer Park bottles.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also like this vending machine they got going thing, like one of those like drink machines, like soda machines. And you can put any soda you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have cups from 16 ounces up to 44 ounces. 44 ounces, a lot of fluids. But what you can do is, mm-hmm, you can, for free, by the way, you can get a free water cup at Wawa, fill up the whole thing with ice too. You ain't just got to have water. Flip the whole thing and we'll just walk right out. They don't even have to charge you or double check you. If you got a water cup right there, head on out. 44 ounces, that's a huge amount of water.
Joseph, I don't know if you know this, but basically any establishment you can go in and get a water cup for free.
I know, but there's a 44 ounce water.
Oh, that's
and
it, true.
The that's container. True. And they
most
give you the
places
straw
you
and
go,
everything.
It's like a little Dixie cup.
And they give you the extended straw. Yeah, usually it's like, yo, where's those like junky cups we got in the back. Mm-hmm. Here it's like, here's your nice Wawa cup. It's got the Wawa label on it. 44 ounces, durable container. And they send you on your way. A nice vessel.
That greases my gears.
That greases my gears, too. That's why I get one every single weekend before my baseball games, because it is good to have fluids and you got to stay hydrated.
Hydration is key.
This is true. Well, do you want to do the honors of wrapping up the show?
What?
Do you want to do the honors of wrapping up the show?
Absolutely. Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. We are in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Juliana Paleo.
And I'm Joseph Sensi.
And this has been Gear Grinders.
Gear Grinders, my friends. Gear Grinders. Okay. Our website, once again, is WJRH.org. And our phone number, if you wish to call in to our show and other shows in the future, not even our program or our broadcast, other shows as well, the phone number is as follows, 610-330-5316. We cannot make outward calls here in the radio station. However, you can call in.
Mm-hmm.
So please do so. Feel free to. Everyone loves to see a little bit of everybody's opinion here on Gear Grinders, especially. So please call in if you wish to. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Please tune in next week for some other things that grind our gears.
There will be much grinding next episode. I can guarantee you that. We have quite a list here that even you don't know, Jules, but I've been having a backup list, and you're about to find out as soon as the show ends. So everyone, please tune in next time.
So if you want to know what's on that list.
7, 8 at night, Sundays. Be there or be square.
See you next time.
Be there
time.
Or be grinded.
Yep.
Take care, guys.
Good night. Don't be grinded.